Is sitting causing you brain damage? Hi, I'm Dr. Melissa West, and welcome to Living Your Yoga. Today we are asking an interesting, thought-provoking question, and that is sitting causing you brain damage? It's estimated that the average American sits for about 10 hours a day, and that is a lot of sitting. Did you know that when you spend prolonged periods of time sitting, your brain functioning actually starts to slow when your body's not getting movement? So when you're sedentary, your brain gets less fresh blood and oxygen, which is needed to trigger the release of brain and mood-enhancing chemicals. So taking short movement breaks can start to restore the fresh flow of blood and oxygen to your brain. And yoga poses like cat pose are super beneficial. And in fact, you can even do it from your chair. So if you can imagine that I'm sitting in a chair right now, you can round your back and arch your back. So that's something you could do right when you're at work, and probably it wouldn't draw too much attention to yourself. You just put your hands on your knees and arch and round your back. Or you could do it when you're driving. You could still keep looking at the road and be fairly safe when you're doing that. You can do it when you're sitting on public transportation. You can even, when you're sitting in your desk or your chair, you can rotate your spine like that. So you can take these short movement breaks if you're not able to, if it looks like you would be, not being productive enough by getting up and taking a movement break at your work, then you can take these mini movement breaks right from your chair, even at your desk. You can do poses like cat pose and these little twists. Or if you have a commute, you can do it in your car. Maybe that wouldn't be so safe to do the twist in the car, but in public transportation, you can do it. Pardon, hen? Oh, at red lights, yep. Put it in park, and you can be sure that the person behind you will tell you when it turns green. So your spine houses your nervous system, and when you take the time to move your spine through flexion and extension, we did rotation too. Oh, you could do lateral movement too from your chair. It will improve the sending and receiving of messages through your nervous system to and from your brain. And it's through your spinal cord and its branching nerves that your brain influences the rest of your body, controlling movement and organ function, and thus your organ function will also be enhanced with enriched coordination and proprioception. So, if you would like more help in varying your movement patterns, even when you're sitting in a chair, in our membership community, I offer my best value-added, innovative, leading-edge research with classes like our back, neck, and nervous system prescription. That's a 7-class series. And let me tell you about the 6th class in that series. That is a class which provides options for each of the Ayurvedic doshas to bring balance to the Kapha dosha, the Vata dosha, and the Pitta. So no matter which you are, I'm going to show you how to do that pose so it best meets your constitutional pattern. And also on our membership site, we have a whole class for chair pose, so that if you're are at work. That was a class that I actually put together when I got called in as a guest, and it was by teleconferencing for one of our members to teach people how to do movements from their desk in the day, simple things that they could do to break up those that sedentary just sitting in a chair. So it was designed for the office person in mind. So we have a chair pose class, and it's short, and then you could just have some tools in your back pocket that you could use for sitting in a chair. So those are on our membership site. And I would love to hear from you. Let me know what you do when you're sitting to vary up your movement patterns. Leave those in the comments below. We would love to hear your tips and leave your comments. It would be great to hear from you. Namaste.
Melissa would love to hear your questions and thoughts. Please leave your comments below the video. Thank you for your reviews on iTunes and YouTube. Your reviews help us to share yoga and a yoga lifestyle with others around the world. If you have a question for Melissa, you can leave a voice message at melissawest.com, and Melissa may answer it in an upcoming blog.